Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Kyle. Hey, could you just start off like you did last week with the injury report and where things stand, and specifically how Eric Magnuson checked out?
Magnuson, he's going to be out for a while. It'll go early into the year. So, you know, he had a hamstring strain, which was a bad one. So, probably had to give you guys time 6 to 8 weeks, but who knows? It's going to be a while. Joe Williams, he is going to be out probably at least week one. He had a rib fracture and has a very bad bruise. So he's got some issues too. As far as other stuff from this game, you know, CJ got out of there with a foot sprain. He'll be a little slowed down this week by it, but we'll reevaluate that tomorrow when he comes back in. But that is all of the stuff from that game.
What about players coming back this week?
Yeah, Sherm should be back this week. We expect him to practice. I'm sorry, guys. What day is it right now?
Sunday.
All right, we expect him to practice Tuesday. Armstead should come back for some individual drills, things like that, along with Kaywan and Malcolm. All three of those guys are kind of in the same boat. We'll start putting them in individual, see how they go. The concussion guys, Solomon and Gilliam, you know, they're still in the protocol. We'll reevaluate them Tuesday. McCaffrey's still dealing with the same foot issue. We'll see how he is Tuesday. Breida and McKinnon, Kittle, and Marcel Harris are still no change.
Does Richard Sherman need to practice in full a couple of days this week in order to play in the game in Indianapolis?
Yes, definitely. But, I think he was close to doing that last week. You know, I know he definitely wanted to. I'm very confident he'll be out there Tuesday practicing unless some crazy setback happened. But right now it's really just about Richard feels good and he just wants to get his body ready for week one.
Kyle, with Magnuson, have you guys decided whether to put him on IR designated for return, or what path do you figure to go with him?
Yeah, we haven't decided that. That'll have to do with him, how long it's going to take, and with how the rest of this roster works out. So we'll be working on that probably. That decision won't be made probably until over the next week. Him and Joe Williams are going to be in the same boat with that question.
Kyle, after taking a look at the film, how do you feel about the two lowering the head, leading with the head calls?
Yeah, it's same way I felt last night when I saw it. You know, I think everyone feels the same. We're all just hoping we eventually fix this and, you know, we can figure out what to do about it. But it's something we're all struggling with right now.
Has the league reached out to you guys since these games have begun and tried to get more clarity on it, or do you think this is something that's going to happen almost on a weekly basis, Kyle?
I really don't know. You know, no one's reached out to me personally, so I'm still not quite sure. I hope something does get cleaned up a little bit, but right now I'm really in the same boat you guys are in.
Kyle, have you guys reached out to Elvis Dumervil, or is there any talk at all about, you know, looking to try to upgrade the outside pass rush?
Yeah, we want to upgrade everything, you know, and so if there's something at the end of this situation that we feel will help us and make us better and it makes sense, you know, contractually to where we think it helps our team this year and going forward in the future. You know, that's something that we won't hesitate to do at every position. And we have a responsibility to do that at every position, not just pass rusher. So Elvis is a guy I have a lot of confidence in. He did a great job for us last year. And if we felt that was the right opportunity at the end of this, you know, Elvis is a guy, you know, John and I wouldn't hesitate to reach out to.
Are there any day after evaluations of your right guard situation, how Josh Garnett and Jonathan Cooper played yesterday?
Yeah, Josh got in there for his most extensive time that we've had him, so I was real excited for him to be able to go out there, play that much. He did some good things, he did some bad things, you know, like everybody, but I thought it was a success in terms of he got to play a lot, and he felt good after the game. You know, he went through a whole week of practice where he got a lot more reps, was able to put those consecutive days together, got a chance to go in and play in a game where he had a number of plays, and he felt great today. So I think that was very encouraging. Now I think that he started to put those string of practices together. He has a chance to really improve, and, you know, I know we're coming towards the end here, but, you know, hopefully he can get this going here in the next 2 weeks and give him a chance to win that position.
And is Cooper really favoring that knee a lot still? Did you see that?
I think you see it at times. I think, you know, just talking to him, you know, guy, you know, he did have surgery on and stuff, and there's a bit of a mental aspect that he's got to get over, and that's what he's been working on these last couple weeks that we've gotten him out there, and it's gotten better each day. He didn't get as much in the game as Garnett did, but I thought it did get better than it has at least last week, and I hope that it'll continue to get there, not just physically, but also from his mental standpoint, that he can continue to gain more confidence, and hopefully playing in that game yesterday will help him with that confidence and lead him to having a better week this week.
Kyle, I understand you talked about Trent Taylor still kind of working his way back. The move he made, though, to get free for the touchdown, he looked quite healthy there. Is that just a typical Trent Taylor move?
Yeah, that's how he does it all the time. He did it again on a third down later in that game. I think CJ hit him. He just missed it, ended up dropping a tough catch. But that's what Trent is good at. If he gets an edge on someone, he can double someone up and gain separation. On that play, he gained a lot of separation, and the middle third player was out of the way, so we were able to hit him late.
Kyle, what's your plan for this week as far as, are you guys going to a regular season practice schedule, and, you know, have you accomplished everything you wanted to accomplish here in the during the training camp portion?
Yeah, this week is really our trial run just to show our guys how we do the regular year. You know, a lot of our guys are used to it from last year, but we still got a bunch of new guys, and we really just go through the entire schedule. You like to game plan a little bit more, but by no means do you go overboard with that. I mean, it's still they're still not counting quite yet, but you want to put our players through the routine of what a Monday's like after a game, which is what we treated today. Tomorrow we'll treat it as Tuesday. Then we'll have our Wednesday practice, our Thursday practice, Friday practice. We'll end up practicing our Friday travel routine where we spend Friday and Saturday there, and then we play on Sunday. So I'm probably going to tell you guys the wrong day all week, so because we're going through our seven-day schedule right now, and that's kind of how we are the rest of the year. I mean, every day is kind of Groundhog Day, and we kind of really become a machine and just going through the same routine all the time. And it's tough to do in the preseason with the different days and everything. So it's really, we're fortunate that we played a game on Saturday. Well, last night, and our next game's on a Saturday, so we get to truly do our seven-day routine that we'll do a lot during the year.
Kyle, after watching the film from last night, can you assess anything else from the difficulty in the run game getting going?
We weren't very efficient. When you have your opportunities, it takes one weak link to mess up a good look. Those are some of the things I think I was frustrated with last night. I know we had some decent results with the starters and stuff, but I think there were some opportunities that we should have done better on and shouldn't have been in some of those third down situations. And it isn't one guy in particular. It's, you know, just missing a block here. One play when we do get the blocks at back, missing the right cut, and just not staying out there long enough to have a chance to overcome that and to get back into a rhythm. But, you know, just going through all the clips today, I think – you know, our offense especially could see what we're talking about, and we just got to be more detailed. And, you know, it takes 11 guys to run the ball, and we got to make sure all 11 guys are executing it better.
After watching the film, did your opinion change at all on the your evaluation of Dante Pettis on the interception? Did watching the film change your mind?
It was a little harder for him than I anticipated, but yeah, it was harder than I think I talked about, but my opinion doesn't change. And that's because of what I think of Dante. I got a lot of respect for Dante, and I think he can catch about everything that touches his hand. So when it does, I expect him to, and if he doesn't, then I'm disappointed.
You know when injury?
I don't know exactly when it was. I know he came back in. I want to say it was in the third quarter. He came back in and played a series after it, and then I think we shut him down after.
Was he having trouble breathing? How were you alerted?
No, he wasn't. He really just, it was his hip, so he just thought it was a hip pointer at first, and he thought he could go through it, and then we were rotating guys anyways, so, and he was hurt, and we were about to make a change with our original plan. And then I think just sleeping on it last night and stuff, he came in this morning with, and it was hurting worse than a hip pointer should, and so they looked into some things and they found some other stuff.
Is CJ going to have to be in a boot, Kyle, and will that curtail him from practicing this week?
Yeah, if he's in a boot, that's going to be tougher in a practice, but I don't think he should be in a boot. I know we got to reevaluate it Tuesday. I didn't notice it on the field, but definitely saw it on the tape, and it looked pretty bad. He was walking around all right today, but it's tough to tell with CJ because he's so tough. But I think we'll have a better idea on Tuesday how he's moving.
You guys good?
Good, thank you.